has successfully launched its first domestically made satellite into orbit in the run-up to the 30th anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
The launch of the telecommunications satellite called Omid is one of the greatest achievements of Iran since the 1997 Islamic Revolution. That is 1979 Islamic Revolution. Iran had already launched locally made satellite carrier Safir 1 in June 2008. Meantime, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who was on hand for the launch of Omid, said that Iran has mastered the technology to put satellites into orbit. Meantime, President Ahmadinejad, in a message, congratulated leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, on the successful launch of Iran's first homemade satellite. In his message, the president underlined the achievement could pave the way for more major breakthroughs in the country and help further develop homegrown talent. President Ahmadinejad also underscored the achievement has come on the back of relentless efforts by local experts in the aerospace industry.
Allahu Akbar.
The launch of the satellite, which is purely for peaceful and research purposes, has received extensive coverage worldwide. Reuters said the successful launch shows Iran is expanding its aerospace industry while being involved in an international dispute over its nuclear program. Germany's Deutsche Welle said the rocket used to put the satellite into orbit was also Iranian-made, adding the launch shows Iran's major technological progress. The Associated Press underlined the launch is another achievement in Iran's space program, underlining Tehran wants to expand its space activity. Al Jazeera English said the satellite will be testing its control systems and communications equipment while in orbit. The BBC said Iran is very proud of this achievement, while the West will be, quote, very concerned about it. Sky News also said the satellite will circle the Earth and send reports to the Space Center to Iran. The longest tunnel has come on stream on the highway which connects Tehran to northern Iranian provinces. The 4-mile tunnel, which has taken less than 4 years to build, has come with a price tag of $65 million. When fully operational, the highway will cut the journey between Tehran and the northern city of Chalus from 4.5 to 1.5 hours. The Pishgam-e-Alborz tunnel has been constructed by local experts. Also, in the run-up to the 30th anniversary of the triumph of the Islamic Revolution, a new railway line has become operational in the country. JNN's Hajar Kojuri tells us more from Shiraz.
Concurrent with 10-day festivities marking the 30th anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution in Iran, 230 kilometers of Shiraz-Isfahan railway was officially inaugurated on Monday. Inaugurating the Eglit to Isfahan part of this railway, on a video conference, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad expressed hope that by the end of this Iranian year, Shiraz-Isfahan railway project will be completed thoroughly and a train will leave the city of Shiraz for Shrine City of Mashhad in northeast of Iran. Following the inauguration of Abadi and Eglit stations, 200 people of Fars province were taken to Mashhad by train. Hajar Kojuri reporting, Shiraz.